It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. The dating app Tinder has begun to issue travel alerts to users who have identified as LGBTQ when they enter a country where same-sex relationships are criminalized. Users will then have the option to hide their profiles, and if they choose to stay public, Tinder will remove their sexual orientation from their profile to protect the user. The internet has helped bring LGBTQ people together in countries where being out is against the law, but law enforcement has also used social media and technology to target queer communities. Tinder says the alerts are tied to the new sexual orientation preferences people can list on their profiles. Nico Lang, a journalist covering international LGBTQ issues, applauds the move, but says it could have come sooner.
I think that there have been so many times in the past in which I would have liked to have seen a feature like this rolled out. And this really isn't a knock against Tinder. It's just more, you know, speaking generally. For instance, a couple years ago in Egypt, the band Mashru Layla, which is a queer Lebanese band, their lead singer is openly queer, played in Cairo. And after that concert, as a result, 57 LGBT people were arrested. What the government did is it located LGBT folks who had been at the concert by photos on social media that had been posted of the event. And what particularly offended authorities is that people raised rainbow pride flags in Egypt, which sort of triggered their sensitivities about LGBT promotion. In Egypt, homosexuality is actually legal, but what is often seen as being criminalized is the promotion of LGBT identity. And I would have loved to have seen tech companies really stand up after that to make overtures to the LGBT community in those countries. Because, like, people were unsafe. They didn't know where it was safe for them to go, where it was okay for them to organize. And I would love to have seen back then, 2 years ago, companies, whether it was Tinder or even tech companies like Google, find ways to help inform the LGBT community about their own safety.
And you mentioned that homosexuality is not illegal in Egypt. There's also places like Russia where same-sex relationships are not illegal, but people are still attacked and targeted for being queer. Do you think that this app will help with, or at least this new functionality on Tinder is going to help with that? Because doesn't it just pop up if, in fact, being queer is illegal in the country?
That's a really great point, and I'm really, really glad you asked that. I believe it was a couple weeks ago in Russia, an LGBT activist named Yelena Grigorieva was stabbed outside of her home in St. Petersburg after she was listed on a Saw-inspired website that was designed to target LGBT people, and she was murdered as a result. Russia, as you say, homosexuality is legal there. Same-sex marriage is not legal, Like a lot of countries, Russia's somewhere in between, but it doesn't mean that LGBT people don't face violence and don't face persecution. I'm an LGBT person traveling to Russia, this notification isn't going to pop up on my phone. I'm not going to get that kind of information. And I think that Tinder's done a really, really great thing, and I truly applaud them for helping to inform LGBT people about countries where they can experience extreme levels of violence. In 7 countries in the world, you can be put to death for being LGBT. Having a function like this in Tinder's app technology is really important, but there are just so many blind spots and little gaps in between that I would love to see filled. I really just think that the more information that we give to LGBT people right now about their own safety and their rights, the better.
What responsibility do these companies have to keep their LGBTQ users safe?
From a technical standpoint, they don't, right? But I think what gives them a responsibility is that every June when Pride Month rolls around, every major company wants to market to the LGBT community, say that they stand with us, and to march in parades with us. But I think that if those kinds of companies make that commitment to us 1 month of the year, they need to make a commitment to us the other 11 months. And I think what makes this particularly incumbent is that the current administration has done such a terrible, terrible job of responding to anti-LGBT violence around the globe. For instance, President Trump hasn't condemned anti-LGBT violence in Russia. There wasn't a state when my friends in Azerbaijan were rounded up and beaten. There wasn't a statement after that Mashru Layla concert. I think because the government's done such a poor job businesses we've seen have had to step up and really take that mantle on for the LGBT community, whether it's informing LGBT users about their safety while traveling, or even after North Carolina's HB2, we really saw businesses lead the charge in responding to that anti-trans bathroom bill. And I think that companies, for as long as this current administration is still in office, will continue to have to do that.
Has the internet and perhaps Tinder more specifically really helped bring queer people together in places where otherwise it would have been difficult? And if it has, would this have the opposite impact? Would this make it more difficult for people to find other queer people who they can connect with?
Yeah, I think one of the more profound things about Tinder for me, and just in full disclosure, I'm very married and very boring, so I don't use Tinder.
Okay.
But it's available in 190 countries throughout the world in 40 languages. That's incredible and profound, that kind of reach. And I believe that LGBT folks have really benefited from the internet in a lot of ways to help them connect with each other, whether that's through social media platforms like Facebook, or whether that's apps like WeChat. The only thing, though, I think for me is that those technologies often make it easier for the government to target people, because they're able, in the same way that LGBT people use the internet to find each other, it also makes it easier for the government to find them and harass them. And I think that apps like Tinder have to recognize their role in that, and I'm really glad that they're doing that.
So almost 70 countries have made being queer illegal. And seven of those, you can essentially be killed if you are LGBTQ. Given those numbers, what about the state of these relationships around the world?
I think I'm an optimist by nature, because I talk to these really inspiring people who are affecting change all across the world, often in terribly harsh environments every single day for work. And I believe in the power of their activism to change hearts and minds, and I don't want to discount that. But I also know that for every victory like Botswana that recently decriminalized homosexuality in a unanimous opinion from its high court, you have Kenya, which went the opposite direction, that when given the chance to decriminalize its colonial era sodomy laws, it said no. And I think it really shows that this is going to be a generations-long struggle that requires all of our engagement. I think we sometimes become so siloed with the ways in which LGBT rights are being rolled back in the U.S., or just the ways in which we have to fight for our own protections every single day, that we sometimes forget about what's happening in other countries and other cultures. And I affirm that and I understand that. And people have so many fears about their own safety that I think that that's really natural. But I think that we all of us across the globe need to band together more to see how we can support each other, how we can show our solidarity to folks who are still fighting for their right to live as themselves without experiencing violence, the right to be able to walk outside their door just as themselves without being killed for it.
Nico Lang is a journalist covering international LGBTQ issues. Nico, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.